It's that time. We about to get busy. Oh, you're gonna love this. From your number one hit music station in Kano, 96.9 Cool FM. It's the 4Play Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are gathered here once again for another episode of the 4Play Podcast, property of 96.9, like I like to say. I'm Detox. I would never be alone on this podcast. We call it 4Play for a reason. Mr. Mega with the double G.
Hello, greetings to the people of the world. Welcome
Scarlett
to
Scarlett is back on the podcast this episode, and we're happy to have you back. Welcome back, Scarletti.
Hello.
And yes, Blue Magic is also on this podcast today.
Yeah, we're here.
Yes. And so if you're a Nigerian, wherever you are in this world, there's something that is coming out of your lips these days, and that is subsidy remover. They say no matter how rich you are, get as this thing they hit, and they hit everybody.
A joke.
Whether you voted for the government or not, you will buy fuel more than 500 naira. Whether you belong to the party or not, a student, anybody, as far as or as long as you need fuel, we are all in it.
Wahala, wahala.
We're all collecting. They say we need to adjust our lifestyle. Because subsidy is gone, in the words of President Tinubu, subsidy is gone. Like, life has not been the same ever since subsidy left. But maybe there are some items, Sha, that have not changed their prices just yet.
There's nothing.
Jinx it for us, Detox.
We are just trying to say thank you to those ones.
They will listen to this podcast now and say, oh, we forgot to increase the price of Gary. Thank you, Talk.
Fuel station owners decided to show us the Nigerian in them. And a lot of people said this, sometimes we are quick to blame the people in charge, but we are also part of our problems. People who had stock from the last time they made purchases less than the current price have decided to overnight adjust their prices, and we're all in this tent. So let me just ask everyone individually, how has the subsidy remover so far affected you? Have you been, like, your personal experience, you know, purchasing items or trying to get things? How is it? Let's start with you, Mr. Mega.
Yo,
how's it going?
Man. Okay, now, what happened was, when I watched the inauguration speech, you know, I immediately had an idea what would happen, especially when he said subsidy is gone. Now, Nigerians will always have that knee-jerk reaction to stuff like this, especially if it has to do with fuel. So I think I recall having to fill my tank up that night. Because I did it, yes, I was fast. As a matter of fact, I'm still making use of that fuel as of right now. So when it comes to buying the fuel directly, I don't think I've been, you know, yes, I got enough for the generator at home as well. So yeah, maybe I'm still good. But I'm looking forward to, you know, having to buy it at that exorbitant price.
Let me advise you, make sure you, the next time you're buying fuel for your car, buy it at night and go and sleep. If you buy it in the morning, you may have a troubled day. The thing will bother you for the rest of the day. Like, oh my God.
I'm looking forward to it because I know that it's a reality that we have to live with. And personally, besides that, I've realized that a couple things have started. It's little additions here and there.
Yeah.
They were smart about it. They waited. So kudos to them. Maybe they wanted to sell off their old stock, so they didn't want to hit us, like, you know, as instant as it was with the fuel prices. Even though, gotta be honest, I understood why they had to do it like an immediate increase, right? But foodstuff generally, they've been doing it gradually. They're just reminding you, you know, no say fuel don't cost. You know, no say fuel don't cost. But I know that, you know, within the next couple of weeks, we're going to get to that point where your pocket is literally going to be saying,
I mean, Scarlett is just returning from her leave. Maybe she just relaxed throughout her leave, so this hasn't exactly affected her. Has it affected you in any way, though?
Yeah, first of all, I don't own a car, so I'm not buying fuel for nothing. I'm actually being well taken care of when it comes to accommodations. I'm not buying gen for anything. I'm not buying fuel for any gen or stuff like that. But like when it comes to like food stuff, I've also not been cooking for myself, so I don't know.
Are you in this country?
You know when I was saying all of us, they collect fuel subsidy, I could have said except Scarlett.
But no, look, taxi drivers have actually hiked the prices of their taxis. Because I remember a few times I've gone out to do like grocery shopping and the rest of it. Like the normal price, like 700 to go to a certain place, they're telling you 2.5, 1.5, 2K. And I'm like, I don't understand. Do you feel like the money in my pocket is also increasing with the price increase or the fuel increase? So that is also a problem. That's one of my own personal issues when it comes to like food and fuel, and I can't really relate, you know?
You know what I'm saying? Hey, Blue Magic might just be on the same lane with you. Who knows?
Yes, I actually am somehow. But transportation, man. Brother man has to go out. I have to go to some places. And on Sunday, I literally trekked from, where was that? Taroni to Farm Center.
It's not
fun
now.
See this man. Blue Magic. Look, I could go there and come back, and you see me recording this podcast.
That's an evening stroll.
It's not fun now.
What?
Come for the gist.
You ready? Hey,
now. Stay for the vibes.
Here we go.
Cool FM's 4Play podcast.
Let's do this.
Scarlett, when was the last time you trekked from Taroni to Farm Center? I don't know what's going on. Oh, when was the last time you did that?
3 days ago.
Oh! Like, it's not
in the morning or in the night?
What difference does it make? Does the road stretch?
I walked in the night. I know it's the same, but the dangers that are lie are not the same.
Yes, yeah. I agree. I think I agree.
It was in the night. Mm. I wouldn't do that normally.
Yeah.
Not that I can't do it normally, but I wouldn't do it. I mean, why would I want to trek when I save time by taking.
So did you trek because the keke people say you have to pay so much? Or
No. There was none.
No, that one is not.
What time was that? Because I know there's still the embargo movement.
No, it's not from nine. I think it was around 7.
Girlfriend,
and they done it.
Wait, 7 o'clock is
those girlfriend waka.
Wait, let me understand something, Blue Magic.
Yeah.
You walked from Taroni to, you know, to where? To where again? Taroni to where?
Farm Center.
From Taroni to Farm Center at 7 p.m. and you're saying that's night. That's first.
I'm sorry, it's 7.
2.
Day?
Like, this is not different. It's not, doesn't have anything to do with fuel. These people on this Taroni and Farm Center, so you never see keke.
No, I was Blue actually Magic's told. I was actually told that it was because
fear
of the fuel.
Subsidy has not affected you. This is what you're saying.
Come on now.
Because if you
we're just, oh, well, I stock up a lot.
Yeah.
I stock good up a lot. So I stock up for like a month plus, right? So I think what I'm going to be hit is, I think about 2 months or a month time.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot, bruv.
Yeah, wow. Possibly.
That's decent. Did you stock up because of the price increase? Is how you normally shop?
It's cheaper to stock up for me.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Based on calculation.
Such a family man.
Giving me so much
single
joy.
Family man.
Me and Tisa, they stock up only for me to know say mess.
No. It's just because I'm the only one eating off of it, right? Mm. So if we're many like you, it would be reduced. You know,
me, I've bought the new fair price or the new man the thing.
That's why he said I should buy it at night.
I tell you, buy it at night. Buy it. I went to the fair station. I bought fair for 15,000 and I didn't feel shit. My car just like, you're not serious. Because the fear had gone down. So I just mean like, because usually I fill that car up with like 14,000 maximum. Yeah. And 15. So it's like, now I need like, all of a sudden I need like 30 something thousand to buy full tank.
Damn.
I know. So if I drive full tank for 10 days, I need to buy 30 something times 3 with salary. So, me, I was happy and I was looking forward to NLC protesting and strike. I mean, I know that this price cannot go back to where it was. And to go back to say we are doing subsidy, I don't see how it's going to happen, Shao.
Okay.
No matter how we protest or do anything. But I think maybe the government might come up with some palliatives. But what kind of palliatives? Like, I've just been thinking about it. What kind of palliatives would... Because federal government can do new minimum wage for federal civil servants, increase their salary. States are already struggling to pay salaries that we have now.
Well, except Edo states that is increasing their salary from 30 to 40.
Yes. I mean, so many of these states are struggling to pay salaries as it is now.
Yeah.
Then you don't want to bring in another this thing. What about the private sector? You know, I don't know how they're going to do it.
I don't know. I have a feeling like, I don't know, maybe there's, anytime there's this, you know, talk about minimum wage, it kind of like affects the private sector. One way or the other, you kind of like feel the impact. But then again, it's not as exclusive as it would be with, you know, some of the federal workers. So maybe we should keep our fingers and toes crossed and say, yes, maybe something will rob us small. I still feel like the price of fuel will drop. It's obvious because if you're telling people, look, bring your money into refining a crude oil, it means that there will definitely be competition. There will be lots of people who will want their product to be, you know, in the pool. And with much people having to, you know, be a part of the export, the buying, the selling, the exportation and all of that, the competition will always happen and then prices will drop. I realized that when fuel subsidy was removed, I saw gas dropping as well. Yes, gas dropped significantly. And I was like, okay, this is interesting. The other one, diesel dropped as well. So I'm like, what's really happening here? So there was a time when it was like super high. The price was super high. But then again, it dropped based off of, you know, market factors and all of that. So I'm not looking forward to any government palliative. That my story. Let's be realistic. If you and I receive that palliative, will you be excited?
I mean, the thing is, what can they give you?
It's not for us.
Is it a packet of
Indomie? It's a 5,000.
I don't understand.
Exactly.
You know?
So it means that that's for like, there's a tag they give them, sadly. The vulnerable,
It's the poorest of the poor.
Yeah, something like that. So
and they don't put us in that category.
No, we don't belong there. Well, any palette we go reach us now is going to be large. Yeah. Let's be realistic. It's anyway, going to be massive.
You're still checking out the 4Play podcast. If you're listening, thank you for being around for this time. Conversation is still going on. We're talking about the subsidy remover. Maybe you're like listening to this podcast from out of Nigeria. Like, what are these guys talking about? So government sat down and said they didn't have money to be paying for subsidy anymore and decided they would not do so for fear. So the price went up and a lot of things have changed. That's what we are talking about and how it has affected us. 4Play podcast, www.coolfm.ng. Check us out on social media at coolfmkano and find some fun stuff that we like to put out there. So I mean, people have this they've been saying the government could have done A, B or C before this whole remover and they didn't do it. What do you guys think the government could have done to make it better, to make the situation better?
This is really interesting. I feel like, in as much as it sounds like a good thing, what are we now going to do with the money for the subsidies? That's a good question we should ask. What are the guarantees that, I mean, we need to be carried along. There's a need for people to be carried along. I don't know if you get. It's more like being open and then more like allowing us hold you responsible. Because if we cannot hold you responsible, whatever you're doing could be useless. Because there's a lot of things that can come in and, you know, towards whatever plans you have. It might not even be you. It might be people under you who want to, you know, make money off of it. All right, you understand what I'm saying? So at the moment, I think there's a lot that would have been done. There's a lot of, this is where we are. This is what we want to do. Carry everyone along before you do it. We need to, I mean, this was a huge shock for everyone. Moving from, I think it was about 195, right? Up until 540 here in Kano. Yeah. I'm like, it's crazy. I feel like the government should have opened up to everyone ahead of time. Let us in on what's really going on and give us plans.
They said it now. They said there's people, the money they are giving for subsidies, some group of people are eating the money and it's not getting to you and
the fact that you want to cut them off, you need to have plans. It's not just about telling us
what do you suggest they could have done? Are there, you know, let's buy buses and throw them in the street so that if you don't want to enter expensive taxis like Scarlett is doing, hop in the government bus, which will cost you less. I mean, that's just one
still,
example.
The same thing that I feel that should have been done is still finding a way to put whatever palliative they want to do, put it in the fuel. Whatever you want to do, reduce the prices of the fuel. Come up with money, come up with ideas. I don't know what ideas you want to come up with, but if you really care and you really want to do something, put it in the fuel, because whatever you want to do is still going to affect people.
4 Can Tango.
Oh, yeah.
You're listening to the 4Play Podcast.
Oh yeah.
You Yeah, I think I agree with Blue Magic, but I think let's even understand what subsidy is to begin with, because there are still a lot of people who just believe that government won't chop our money. They don't increase the price of fuel. It's simple. If you are buying this product and the government believes that it might be too expensive because we don't refine any of these, I mean, we don't even do refinery dead since how many years? They are just gulping millions. Nothing is being refined. So we still have to sell crude oil to people who refine, and then Nigeria will still have to buy crude oil. And trust me, all of this purchasing is done in US dollars. That one, how it affects Naira itself is another conversation entirely. Now, the government is saying, look, we have a way by which we can get to subsidize this product for you, because we know how important it is in Nigeria today. So we'll pay such and such amount that will cover all the cost of, you know, transporting crude oil to where it's going to be refined, buying it right back. Then you pay a certain amount. But the problem now is that for 18 months, according to the NNPC, Nigeria has not paid. The federal government has not paid. Now, meaning that if federal government wants to offset that debt of about 2.something trillion, they have to borrow. So it means that our debt profile is going to increase. We are borrowing money to try and pay subsidies. So at the end of the day, you're asking yourself, okay, what exactly is the, what's the brain behind it? Now, NNPC is saying, if we don't have that money, operational costs are going to be shut down. There are lots of things we will not be able to do. Now, it was supposed to start in July. But they said, look, the product that they have, you can't go another month to having to pay on behalf of the federal government. Because at this point, federal government is owing. How NNPC does it, apparently, is none of the federal government's business. So now they are saying, okay, we are going to take that subsidy off. Now, just, you made a very good point, Blue Magic, where you said, because that has always been my concern. I don't mind paying 540 for fuel. But if I pay 540 for fuel, I beg. Let me have light. Let me go to the market and have food at a decent price. I wouldn't mind. Moving around is not, we don't move around all the time. We move around once in a while. So if that is the only way we get to spend money, beautiful. I don't have a problem with that. If the excess that will be generated from fuel subsidy removal is also going to be used to subsidize other key parts of our lives, I don't have a problem with it. But how are we sure that that will happen? Now, that's the question we'll put before Mr. President. Now, going back to Detox's question of what the government should have done, I am still against the full removal of subsidy. The last time we tried something like this was the Naira redesign. Where did it get us? Absolutely nowhere. Eh? Take your 1,000 to the bank. Nigerians rush, took the 1K to the bank. That old note now is what people, at the end of the day, after like 2-3 weeks, we're going back to that bank to go and withdraw the old note. So it felt like it was just out of place. Take the subsidy off gradually. If you are told Nigerians that, look, I'll give you 1 year or you'll buy fuel for 300. I don't have a problem with that. Everybody will say, okay, no wahala now. After 1 year, let's see how it goes. So you do it partially and tell NNPC, okay, we're not been able to pay 2.3 million. This is a new administration. Going forward, the little we can generate from fuel subsidy. Because if you take a look at how much we are consuming, how much fuel we're consuming as a nation, and then you multiply it by the excess. If, for example, we are consuming, say, 1 million barrels per day, for example, and then you from 195 to 300, that's about 111 something. Let's just even say 120. 120 multiplied by 1 million. That's a lot of money that you could use to ensure that our hospitals have drugs. So many things you could do with that extra money. So why must it be 100%, 190 something to 540? I mean, that's where I have a problem with. You can manage it a little bit so that we both have, you take small, I take small, and then we're good. Let's all feel the brunt equally.
Our evil council.
You know, Mega went on and on.
Yeah,
so
you understand.
Passionate about this,
like,
whole topic.
Honestly, what I would say is I feel like the government should have tried to partner with more private sectors in the country, because I mean, you cannot do these things by yourself. No matter how much you try to, you are the government. You're supposed to make sure that the lives of the people you are governing are easier, their day-to-day living is smooth. But then there are private sectors that could also work in partnership with the government to help make sure that these things are being met, as long as they also have their own profit or whatever it is that they're benefiting from it. So I feel like something that the government should have thought of doing, besides what Mega just mentioned now about partially taking off the subsidy and not just taking it completely out, I feel like they would have partnered with more private sectors to make sure that at least let us examine these other options to see if it would benefit us in a little way before we start thinking of taking off the subsidy.
Does the Dangote refinery count as one of those private partnerships?
Dangote is a big name.
The NNPC guy said because we have Dangote doesn't mean we'll eventually buy cheap fuel.
Wahala.
That's what he said, man.
You see? So, I mean, if there are more...
Hello.
That's what it is now.
That's what he said.
He's there for business.
Yeah, the man is
doing business.
But
even though you're there for business, there could still be an arrangement met between yourself and the government. And more private individuals would want to venture into this refinery thing because they know somehow it's profitable for you as a private sector.
Right.
I feel like the government should have tried to foster some kind of, you know, meetings or whatever with private sectors and make sure that, you know, the working is smooth before they think about taking off the subsidy. Because this subsidy removal thing.
It's Cool FM Canals 4Play Podcast.
Change in lifestyle. Let's talk about change in lifestyle because for now, subsidy removal hasn't exactly affected Scarlet and, and Blue Magic. They're still chilling. Prices of certain things haven't gone up unless if you own a car, so you have to actually buy fuel. You may not be feeling it yet. Some people are still taking it easy, but eventually, I mean, what kind of lifestyle changes are you guys looking forward to?
Oh boy.
Who's quitting shawarma?
Haven't had shawarma in like 8 months.
You gave me the look. I thought this was going to be difficult for you.
What? 8 months?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a long time.
What do you like to eat a lot that you'd be thinking, chicken. Man, the price might go up?
Probably like chicken or something.
But it's not like it's going to be like, it's not going to be much, yeah? It's just going to be a little.
What we have noticed is, so what we have noticed is, if you look at the price on transportation, which you expect to have gone up, with this price on fuel, what we have noticed is the price hasn't exactly doubled, even though the price on fuel has more than doubled.
Yes.
So, but the transport guys, if you are going to Abuja for 6K, you are not now going for 12K.
Yeah.
So it's still.
The thing is they are feeling the impacts because what's the word again? There's a word in business for that again, not capital. Their take home from the business, right, is being hot. Because if they have to buy that much, it means there's somewhere that the money is going, right? And I think it's affecting their pocket. I still think that.
I think lifestyle change, man. Number one, I think I actually thought about, you know, this taxi thing at night. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Carrying people around the city, you know what I mean?
Oh,
yeah, when I'm done with work, I probably just, you know, drop by a couple places, you know what I mean? Thought about that. It's still in the process.
Oh, man, one day we'll go see social media. Somebody take a picture. Mr. Mega with the double G.
Now, that's what I do. My brother. He's led G by
taxi driver.
I thought it should be a moment. Now, why don't we do a short video even? Have a little interview and have a conversation.
Anything, our content. You know, in places like Abuja and Lagos where people are going to certain direction, a lot of them.
Yeah.
When you're done with work, if you're going to BUK, for instance,
You
can pick BUK passengers.
Facts.
Since that's on your way home.
Yeah.
But we don't exactly have that here because people are standing here but they are going to different kind of places.
Mm,
so,
true.
So, but taxi, I mean, that's a big
thing. You're thinking about it, Abby.
I just feel like it's just a long thing. Like,
it's like the process.
If I hadn't sold my car, if I had brought my car from Enugu to Kano, I think I would have been doing that business, actually.
I think now is the time you do it too because they've not known the face very well. I'm like detox.
No,
detox.
Listen,
detox cannot hide in this town. Oh God!
If I'm doing taxi, my price will be higher because
celebrity.
I'll be charging for celebrity. Like when you want to book me, they will show you. Book a celebrity ride.
And you know how they be sometimes. They want to hear your radio voice. They'll not say detox.
Wait, where would you like to go to?
It's going to be more expensive then. Number two, I've thought about having a keke designated to picking me up from work and dropping me off.
Ooh.
That one is also an option. Yeah, so I'll pick some days that I'll come with the car, and then other days I'll just have a designated keke that will drop me off at the office and then pick me back up when I'm done. Because that's like the major thing I do. That's the place I go to every single day, Monday to Friday. I could do some other moving around with my car, but having to come to the office, I'll just probably have that designated. And then I thought about a bicycle as well.
I told you, I was trying to get a bicycle, and the price was scary, man.
Yeah, Scarlett, do you know? See, look at my size. They say I need exercise. So I need to start riding something right quick. Oh, it's not working. Mm-hmm. I cannot go to the gym. I cannot be dedicated in the gym. Mm-hmm. I've tried. It will not work. So if I'm sure that I'll have to ride, say, maybe a kilometer, from off to and fro work, that's not bad. Really, that's exercise, me burning some calories. So, yeah.
And I feel like the government is just trying to stop my Calabar trip.
Because wow.
The moment I made up my mind that this year I must go Calabar, next thing, they remove fare subsidy. I don't know what the price will be like when I want to go to Calabar.
Oh, my God.
Hotels go and kill me.
Yeah. And
you know? Hey!
And you want to do it when December, Abi?
Yes, now.
When things are very expensive. Well, I don't know. Well done. But you always had, you always wanted to go to the Calabar Carnival now. Fuel subsidy should not stop you from having fun, actually.
No. Well, from now to December.
An advice, yeah? You know what you do? Go with you have like an organized trip. Maybe of like 20, 30 people.
Oh, that's a lot, man.
As in,
nah,
like
I don't want to travel with 20 people.
It's going to be really. You save money. It's not a must that you be in the midst of the 20 now. But you guys are just going together and coming back together.
Man.
So I'm telling you, things are going to be cheaper.
This is business, bruv.
Think about
this. This is tall business.
Travel agents, guys.
Yes.
Travel agents.
Those guys.
Do a deal, man.
Yeah.
We'll do a Cool FM collaboration.
Hey, you don't carry Cool FM, man. Turkey is going to Calabar. Who is coming with me? You go to middle race himself from there.
Passenger 69.
Content report.
Anyway, let us know how fare subsidy may have been affecting you. Are you making plans of lifestyle change? Do you think the government could have done anything better than what they have done? Do you even think the price are ever gonna go back? I doubt though, but I mean, what do you think about this? 4Play Podcast, there you have it, another episode. Thanks to the guys for turning it up.
Let's go.
We're gonna go again for another episode the next time we meet. Make sure you're still listening to 96.9, your number one hit music station. We put out great content on social media and we do it for you, so you can check it out at Cool FM Kano, www.coolfm.ng/Kano, from anywhere in the world. Bye-bye.
Bye.
It's the 4Play Podcast from your number one hit music station in Kano, 96.9 Cool FM.